This is Ozarks at Large. As the cleanup of an oil spill continues, Arkansas's Attorney General says it highlights the need for stricter pipeline standards. Yesterday, Dustin McDaniel toured the Mayflower neighborhood where a pipeline ruptured last week. Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR was there.
Attorney General Dustin McDaniel and investigators from his office met with emergency officials and oil company representatives to walk through the residential area.
That neighborhood was like a scene from The Walking Dead. There were still Easter decorations on homes, but there was not a soul in sight other than people in hazmat suits.
The 22 homes there have been evacuated since Friday when the Pegasus pipeline ruptured, spewing thousands of barrels worth of heavy crude onto lawns and roadways.
I have seen the source of the leak, and I came away with more questions than answers. How long was it leaking? How deep beneath the surface is the plume? What caused the rupture? And many other questions.
Tuesday night, McDaniel issued a subpoena for all records from pipeline owner ExxonMobil related to the spill, as his office looks into its cause and impact.
I let it be known that I was coming today with lawyers and with investigators, and we were coming on behalf of the state. And many times they attempted to route me into a van and take me on a tour. And I tried to explain to them, I'm not here for a tour, and I'm not getting into a van. We are here on behalf of the state of Arkansas as the state's lawyer, as a constitutional officer empowered by the General Assembly to enforce our laws. And we were here to conduct an investigation, not take a tour. So I didn't appreciate some of how we were treated, so I can only imagine how some of the homeowners must have felt.
About 600 workers have been brought into Mayflower to clean up the oil, with heavy equipment in place throughout the town. Earlier in the day, Republican Congressman Tim Griffin also came to the accident site and believes the company is making good progress.
From talking to the president of the pipeline, the pipeline part of Exxon, I believe that they are here to fix this. I'm sure that they would rather not have this happen. And they're here to fix it. And as Alan Dodson and all of us made clear, if we ever get the sense that they're not here for that reason, then we're gonna fix it. We're gonna make sure that they are. But they've been very cooperative.
ExxonMobil has apologized for the accident and says it will pay for the cleanup and all damage caused. Griffin says using pipelines is the safest way to transport oil and has maintained his support for building the proposed Keystone Pipeline, which is under consideration in Washington.
There have been some national comments on Facebook in particular. I think there's a little national campaign going on to try to turn this into something about Keystone, but haven't really heard much from constituents.
But Attorney General McDaniel says this shows the need for an increase in standards in regulating pipelines.
I've been told repeatedly that Exxon was up to date on their inspections and that their inspections showed no cause for concern. But we have a pipeline that's 65 years old that ruptured in someone's yard, so either the inspections were not adequate or there was something that was completely beyond the ability to identify within inspection, which I find very unlikely, which means we need to be very thoughtful about how we're inspecting America's aging subterranean energy transportation infrastructure.
In Mayflower, I'm Michael Hiblin.
On this week's Generic Blue Show, we have a fundraising edition, new music from Sina Earhart, Buddy Miller, and Jim Lauderdale, the Cashbox Kings. I even brought in Fable legend Wally Matthews. That's this Friday night at 9 o'clock, the Generic Blue Show. We'll see you then.